Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. My name is Owen Ragland, and I will be your host today. Thank you for joining us. The Right Path. Psalms chapter 25, verse 4, which says, "Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths." I was hiking with my son when we came to a fork in the path. There was no signpost to tell us which path to take for us to get to our destination. While standing there, another hiker came up and asked us where we were going. He immediately said, "Take the left fork. I've been there several times." Getting clear directions from one who had been there was such a reassurance. As we journey through Lent, we often come to forks in the path of life. We can stand there perplexed, we can quickly choose and hope we are making the right decision, or we can do what the psalmist encourages, pause and pray, "Make me to know your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths." These words make it seem so easy, but what they're asking us to do is really hard. We are to pause and ask which way. For many of us, our tendency is to quickly choose and then pray that we made the right choice. It is to acknowledge that we are lost. Without help, the risk of getting off track is high. It is knowing deep down that we need help. We don't like those feelings of powerlessness, but they are a part of life. When we pray, "Make me to know your ways," we find we are not alone. God is with us, guiding us, keeping us on the right track. Just like my son and I experienced when we open our hearts to God's direction, we will hear in some form, "Take this path. It is the right way. I know. I have been there many times." Will you pray with me? Loving God, we sometimes get off the path because of our pride and self-will. Forgive us. Teach us your paths and open our hearts to hear your guidance. Amen. Today's devotional was written by Reverend Bill Green and read by Owen Ragland.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode. And we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.